just have a few comments myself. I thank Ms. Cramsey Smith for nailing this issue and for Ms. Carner's words about how this city needs to identify this crisis as just as big and bad as when Bethlehem Steel shut down and what do we do with all that land. This is a crisis. We have a lot of tools that we used. I loved your suggestion of considering a TIF. I know that takes a long time, but it's a really powerful tool as we've seen. A lot of my feelings are based on experience. I used to be a low-income housing construction project manager for the city of New York, in East New York and Brooklyn. And while this is certainly not what we're talking about here, this was eminent domain built by the government, but it was infill. And it taught me a lot of things. And one of the strongest takeaways, I would say, is that we can't, as a government, build the housing that is needed. We must figure out the other ways of doing it. While I don't do that anymore professionally, I still stay up to date with it. There's a website that's informed a lot of my understanding of how cities work. It's called Smart Strong Towns. I really encourage you to read about some of the affordable housing issues from a strong towns perspective, which is about anti-fragility and many hands and healthy, resilient systems. And one of the things that leads me to think that ADUs are one of the major tools, actually, that we can use is I have not been impressed by inclusionary zoning just because it has not produced the numbers of units. Now, I like the idea of an affordable housing trust fund as an alternative way, but the idea of like mandatory inclusionary zoning itself, I think, hasn't really come to fruition in terms of making a major dent in the number of units that are constructed. So I just would urge a little caution there. I do think that ADUs are tricky because they are, you know, we're going into the sacrosanct area of single family residential neighborhoods and saying, let's take those empty lots and build a 4-unit quad in there. What do we do about parking? What about, you know, you're doubling the number of cars potentially in an area that already has tight parking, but I still think it can be done. And I would actually urge your committee to come up with a pilot program. Let's just try something out of the gate. Let's change a zoning code to allow RDUs in a targeted area serviced by public transit, maybe a 10-block area. You guys know the best place to consider it. I don't see why we wouldn't try it and see what happens. It doesn't have to be huge, but it would be quick. And that's one of the things I think we need to consider is that this crisis is right now upon us. And if we can come up with some tools that actually work now, I think that's a good idea. The other thing I wanted to say was really more, that was really all the comments that I had. I guess the things with RDU is that I just have lost my faith in capitalism as a way to get affordable housing built. The market incentives are not there for new construction unless it's small and infill and in our residential neighborhoods. We're not going to see great big apartment buildings getting built with any decent number of affordable units in it. So I think we have to look at alternative tools and many of them. And I think you brought up many of them, Ms. Smith and Ms. Carner, and I really do thank you for this dialogue. I think it's really important. My last question was a little bit off topic, but please bear with me. We are all